from the 88.5 GPB Atlanta newsroom. I'm Leah Fleming. The country's only all-male, historically black college will begin admitting transgender men next year. The move marks a major shift for Atlanta's Morehouse College at a time when higher education institutions around the nation are adopting more welcoming policies toward LGBT students. School officials say transgender men will be allowed to enroll, but those who identify as women but were born male cannot enroll. A majority of voters in Georgia say that they've got an unfavorable impression of President Trump, according to a new poll. A University of Georgia poll commissioned by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution found that 55% of registered voters surveyed say that they have an unfavorable view of Trump, compared to 39% who had a favorable view. 4% were undecided. Trump's favorability ratings are below former Democratic gubernatorial nominee Stacey Abrams, who's now weighing a possible bid for the White House or for the Senate next year. Abrams had a favorability rating of 44% in the poll, but an equal percentage of registered voters had an unfavorable impression of the former state House minority leader. Meanwhile, Governor Kemp, who narrowly beat Abrams last year, had a favorability rating of 46% and an unfavorability rating of 39%. As golf fans head back home, Augusta is still buzzing from the energy of Tiger Woods. As GPB's Taylor Gant reports, Woods came away with his fifth win at the Masters yesterday.
It's been over a decade since Tiger Woods last won at the Masters. This tournament featured several dramatic moments, including Tiger's final putt, called by Jim Nance of CBS.
Many doubted we'd ever see it, but here it is. The return to glory.
At 43, Woods is the second oldest player to win the Masters. In 1997, he was the youngest to do so at the age of 21. During his championship press conference, he spoke emotionally about what the tournament means to him.
Just to come back here and then to play as well as I did and did all the things, all the little things well this week, and to do it here. This has meant so much to me and my family, this tournament. It's something I'll never, ever forget.
After claiming his 15th win in a major, Tiger trails only Jack Nicklaus in the record books, who has 18 major championships. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.